LBReport.com presents publisher Bill Pearl's podcast.
Dateline June 9th. At the June 8th City Council meeting, Councilwoman Stacey Mungo, who describes herself as a Republican, although she votes for spending and various policies favored by Long Beach's partisan Democrat mayor and Democrat City Council majority, voted to support a council resolution urging Congress to enact Medicare for All. Well, that's a euphemism for government-monopolized health insurance. It goes way beyond Obamacare. The council-approved text is, quote, support for Medicare for All, supporting legislation, policies, and grants that will establish a national health insurance program to provide every resident of the United States with health insurance through an expanded Medicare program inclusive of improved and comprehensive benefits, unquote. Sounds pretty good, huh? Long Beach's no-check and no-balance Republicans, led by politically inept Orange County Trumpist Ben Goldberg, were silent on that council item, but at least they're consistent. They've been silent on shootings that disproportionately impact Long Beach working-class areas, a tale of two cities that we've editorially called a chronic inequity. They've been silent in failing to seek accountability, and by that we mean naming names of the City Hall officials who let the Queen Mary, a taxpayer-owned asset, fall into costly decrepitude. In 2019, Mungo notoriously supported Lena Gonzalez for state senate over Ivy League-credentialed economist CPA Republican Jack Guerrero. Gonzalez is now up in Sacramento, and she's the named co-author of SB 9, a bill that, except for historic districts, would require City Hall to allow 4 dwelling units on single-family home lots, and won't require additional parking for parcels within half a mile of public transit. Wow, get set to take a bus that may not go where you want to go when you want to go, and then walk up to half a mile carrying whatever you have to carry, whether you can or can't easily do so. It took a principled Democrat, Corliss Lee, to defy Sacramento's orthodoxy and speak out in support of single-family neighborhoods when our elected city council members haven't done so on SB 9. Well, that's my latest podcast. Our next one at any time.
Copyright 2021, LBReport.com, LLC. All rights reserved.